requesting Jerry Smith leaves on the repair for the next fall round.
Is he here now?
Jerry Smith is sort of standing by, and I don't think he's here at the White House.
Come in for a picture, that's what I'm doing. Who will take a picture?
The White House, Judge.
Does he think that's gonna do us any good?
I don't think so. No, they asked for a photo opportunity, but our press will be on it.
Our press server?
Yeah, here now.
Well, I don't mind getting him over, but just so it's understood now that it's just for a picture, because I don't talk to him. Because I already talked to Lucy Labuda. Everything he has to say about salt, I don't hear anything about it. If he wants to come in for a picture to say, I'm gonna be Secretary of the Treasury, he can drop in, pack a picture, and get out, and take whatever press is here, there'll be somebody around, let him come in, take a picture of us. On he goes. Fair enough. How do you do it? I'm just saying, Jerry Smith, I'll get a picture.
Yeah.
Love to help.
Good.
Going to Vienna?
Well, I mean, he's got a whole...
Right, so you didn't have a picture, you didn't have that security. He's had an impossible job.
He really is.
Impossible job.
Man.
We got everybody else, tough, I mean. Well, that's not a good... You're getting, I know, everybody, I want you to know, I told, around here, whenever you have anything to talk about, as you know, you were one of the, about, well, Rochester, you got through, Larry, you got through, Mitchell, and you, and that's all. Now, but the point is, naturally, anytime you want, I deliberately have not talked to you, called you, because I wanted you, I think I'm gonna continue this for actually another couple of weeks. I just think you just need time to acquire this, to get feet in the ground. But then, after that, we ought to get together from time to time and have a chat, you know what I mean, just about general things.
Obviously, I...
And, but what you see, John, you gotta, I want you to know, you understand, don't be bashful. I got to be very frank with you. The kind of people that spend most of my time here, that would spend most of my time here, a bunch of crybaby or whiners, again, not many, but a few, got to want to come in about nothing. And that's irrelevant, but the point is, the fact of the matter is, you know how it is.
Yes.
The important thing is that I talk to those people who have something to say, and that we've got a lot to talk about, not only about trading and other things, but I have deliberately waited, wanting you to have a chance to do all your other things. So you let me know, you do that. Alderman knows that she wanted him. It's already been
their touch, but if what they say, hey, what they say is correct, I don't have a head shake in it.
Deal's not a good deal.
It just sounds terrible. But anyway, we're still trying to put it together. The civic board met this morning. I talked to Arthur Burns. He got his man. I talked to John yesterday, and last night he's going to talk to the SEC people. And I talked to Bruce McClary of the Treasury and told him to do nothing. That damn sure not put the Department of Receivership today, because that's really what they're going to do. Because you see, they're the default capital card sale of the New York Stock Exchange, everything. So it's going to be a hell of a thing to work out. Anyway, I told him not to do it. They will not do it. I said, recess the meeting if you have to, come back for further instructions. That's about all I know. John Mitchell is trying to get the SEC to expedite some applications they have on file over there. I told the Internal Revenue Service to expedite anything in our shop. And one of the problems is who in the hell can get the DuPont family to do anything. I don't know who can. Anyway, that won't work. We'll do the best we know how to keep it from shoring down the drain. That's all we do. But the third thing over which we have no control, parole is not going to move unless he can get the DuPont family, all of the investors, under contract. Because he said, if I'm failing that, I've got to put lawsuits anyway. He said, I'm going to put up any more money if I have 2 or 3 years lawsuits. I'm going to do it. So these things kind of have a progression, and we'll just see how it comes out. On Lockheed, we're down, I think, to the point where the government's going to have to make a decision on whether or not it can or should or wants to guarantee some loans. And I think it's a hell of a tough call. They've even day-packed the bankers. I met Dan Hoffman, four bankers this morning, basically the Bankers Trust and the Bank of America this morning for 2 hours.
It's out of the Bankers Trust Bank. Are they all in?
There are 24 banks in this thing, but the two lead banks, the Bankers Trust, and that's Bill Moore,
yeah,
and then the Bank of America. The net of it was spread to simply this. The airlines are willing to stay with Lockheed, provided they have some assurance that they will continue to be a viable corporation in business. The bankers are willing to loan some more money, provided they're going to be a viable continuing operation, and provided that they get in the range of $250 million more than the banks are willing to loan to operate and to perform.
That's from the government.
And this means the government's either got to guarantee it or provide it by some means. I think it's fairly certain they're not going to proceed with the Rolls Royce engine. They will not finance. They will not go any further.
Where else can they get the engine?
Well, they get it from GE.
GE or Pratt & Whitney. Both are people. I always understood that those engines cost a lot more.
Well, it's a surprise. Under the deal that Rolls Royce is now making, it's going to cost them an additional $1 million per plane to get the Rolls engine. Yeah. For $1 million per plane, they can get the GE engine or damn close to that.
So they might as well get it here.
Sure. Yeah. So
Rolls.
That's correct. Obviously the British want to come back and trade some more, but Dan's not willing to do that. And the British proposal is not acceptable at all at this point, because for 2 reasons, the banks will not go for it because it's open-ended with respect to development costs that Lockheed has to pay. The banks will go on that basis. Secondly, it's not acceptable because, in addition to the other things, they're now requiring that the continuity of Lockheed be assured over the life of the engines, which is roughly 15 to 20 years, either by the banks or by the United States government. So they in effect have said the government's got to guarantee the continued existence of Lockheed. That's also part of it, too. So I just don't see how, unless there's a much different tactic that they can accept their deal. Frankly, I think the British is set up. I think he he's just gonna use it to make a point of Great Britain. And I don't know, you set it up so we did everything we could. We tried to work out Lockheed would do it. Now I said, God, we'll come in and help. He's getting the cat off his back. But I'm not being critical of him. I just think that's the way he set it up. And if I were in his place, I'd probably do the same thing. But the net of it is simply this, that Lockheed cannot and will not survive this down structure unless they get a government to guarantee our government loan. I told them we had no authority to do that, that you were extremely concerned about it from every standpoint. The impact on the economy, the jobs involved, the suppliers, the banks, everybody. But we have not considered any such guarantee because you have no authority to do it, nor does any department, without congressional authorization. But because of the C5A controversy in which Lockheed was involved, I thought congressional action would be damn difficult to come by. But that was not a decision for me to make, but one that would have to be considered. David Packer has done everything he can do in the Defense Department, I think, to keep them alive and keep the cash position so that they can exist in the short cash. And he has been extremely helpful. He's leaned over the backwards to try to help, at least in the last several months. And in the Mexican days, very frankly, we'd have to get into it, but I'd get into it more to take it with you, get whoever else is more involved in it. But I think the decision has to be made that, or it's going down the drain, and may go down anyway. Maybe that's the same thing you should outline all of the ramifications of this, I see it. But while I'm talking about that, let me suggest that you give some thought. Instead of assuming you want to go to Congress with some authority, I'm not sure we ought to consider asking for authority to guarantee $250 million to Lockheed, go and ask for $1 billion, $1.5 billion to reconstitute reconstruction finance, or don't have to name it that, but an institution of that kind. I don't know when the LSU will stop. I don't really need this Penn Central thing is still very much a factor in this country. And New York on the weekend, they indicated to me that they were going to have a major crisis on their hands in 30 days, but something's done. Lockheed is going down the tube, going down the drain or something. And it may not be all that bad, but nevertheless, they're going to go out of business. I don't know where we get hit next, but at least we ought to be thinking instead of taking a piecemeal. I'm not sure that we ought to reconstitute. It would be in your best interest, economically, politically, every other way, to have an agency with that kind of authority, commitment authority. Otherwise, you may be faced with, in fact, nationalizing some of these animals. Penn Central just can't quit offering. You have to just keep good. No. Phil has to take over. You have to take over. I just use that as an example. That's the second thing.
That's the second thing. I'm going to cover that. We have heard the banks make the commitments essentially on the basis of a firearm to ask for legislation, which whose fate might be very, very uncertain.
They would keep it alive. I asked that question. I think they'd keep it alive pending they will do that, the banks will increase their loans by $150 million. 50 direct to Lockheed, 100 through the airlines to Lockheed. If the government will guarantee the next 250, they think it's going to take around.
But you say guarantee it, but if the government, as I understand, we can't guarantee it without legislative authority. Will they guarantee it they, on the basis of our simply saying we will ask for legislative authority? That's the question I have.
I think they'd advance enough to keep the company from going under until they can see.
Until they can see,
yes, sir. Yes, sir, it would.
All my reaction to it, John, is that customs to let it go.
Obviously, no one can make a decision of this magnitude without the president.
Right.
then I think you ought to go to your unions.
Yep.
And say, and I will commit, executives, all salary people, all wages will be reduced 10%. I said, just everybody take a cut.
Try it. Yeah.
Just take a cut for a year, and then for the next 3 years, you're all on the same rations. And just let's get an agreement. Let's get about a 3-year agreement while you're pulling out of this hole. Well, this guy hit you. And I said, now, then if you don't want to do it, I don't mind helping you on that way. I said, what's your alternative? I said, your alternative is to go down the drain and take a lot of job. I said, what's wrong with you taking a 10% cut? And I said, you want to do something for the economy of this country? I don't know anything better you can do. That helps fight inflation. I said, no. And I was a little stronger, maybe 5%. Maybe they agreed to stand still with no raise.
You stand still.
You know,
you should come to that type of getting arms.
An enormous help, you see.
That gives them stability.
And then we determine the cost. We go to Congress. It's another heavy wage escalation. And
at least it's worth throwing it.
Oh, sure.
And we don't get it. And we say we might get it, but it's worth throwing in, believe me.
I think we can be. I think we can be.
We might go ahead.
But we might not if they don't.
In terms of the cut, probably not.
No.
After the cut, we get a standstill.
That's what I think.
A standstill would be a call in effect.
I think it'd have a tremendous effect on the whole economy.
Yeah, a stabilizing effect on the whole thing. Issues, and we're going to save our company.
That's right.
We're going to step up to this thing, and we're not going to let this company go down, and the government's got to put up a lot of money.
Right.
We can't ask the taxpayers to do this unless we can agree to be responsible in our leash of hand.
Yes, we can do that, so you can go to the hill and put it down in shape. So the unions are prepared to do this, the banks are prepared to put up another $150 million. We're not bailing anybody out except this country.
But John, that does into something about the union. I have agree with me, though. We ought to say, we ought to try.
I really think you ought to try.
Just got to try.
That's my feeling. That would be my feeling.
That's right.
I would sure that would be my
feeling. I just don't feel that you just let this thing wash around and go down. I know all the arguments about blocking to sit up. Maybe there are too many airframe companies. Maybe it ought to go and it's going to cost us more later and all that sort of thing. But I just feel that we've got to try. I think it has, at this point, if, for example, this had come last year, the time the economy was going down anyway, it wouldn't have made all that much difference.
No, that's right.
But at a time when the economy begins to move up, you don't want to snuck out life. That's when it started to burn again. That's what I feel. Now is the time not to have any bad news.
Well, we'll have to build a team of defense people, treasury people, CAB people, got Department of Transportation people. We're going to have to go through and analyze contracts and all the audits and everything in the world prepare a presentation to the Hill. But one justification for doing this, if you don't, let me go down the drain. You got a lot of suppliers, over $400 million in losses there that will be written off. The airlines will have $200 million losses written off. The banks will have $350 million losses written off. And this is going to be hell more than $250 million in taxes that we're going to lose.
Very good point.
And so we're going to have to work this out as fresh as we can.
Well, let's just do it. Now the question is, how do we do it from an organization standpoint? Where do we put the responsibility on this thing? You can pass the word. Should we make a lobby to the Department of Transportation?
not the, it's not the one.
I wonder if it should be done, if it should be done in trade, or should it be done by you?
We can do it. I have involved the treasury department to that extent, and we certainly would have shared the responsibility.
By defense, my meaning is what kind of bill or it's, this is like, I think that is a, this 250 million, but this authority, whatever we're going to ask for, we ask for is a name of defense. So I'm trying to see what you pay it, Mr. Really.
I think that's something we have to analyze, and I have to give it to the doctor. I need to give a little approach to it now. I'm glad you can do it.
Right. As far as here is concerned, you can use anybody you want. I would say naturally, but the staff is available.
You're probably better off in the armed services committees than you are right now.
Yeah.
Any of the others, but we'll analyze the committees to see. And we certainly don't mind treasure that might take on.
All the idea was if you move it without having any of the fingers that you have a little smell. You might, if you move the URC, then it starts with a much broader than that, it's a treasury deal. If you move in terms of, say, Lockheed, then perhaps it's more of a defense deal.
Defense knows more about their operations. Now they've gone through their books, they've audited their books. See, none of this was done. This is all available.
I think honestly, this is what you said. We've got a very good man, Packer.
He's excellent.
He's intelligent. He knows business. It's honest and so forth.
Now, I would,
who would you like this? Would you get up? Should we ask?
He's been in it, planning to be a resigned. Do you understand?
If you would, let me put it this way. I think you understand the shall we say, the implications of this go far beyond defense. In other words, you understand why we're doing it. So, therefore, I would like to think of you as being the man that's pushing his profit behind the scenes and so forth. Without getting involved in the details, I don't want you to have to screw around and have to do the whole thing. If you can avoid it. No, my second thing is I can, from the standpoint of the men to use, that I would suggest that you use Flanagan as your cutting edge kind of thing. He's a good follow-through kind of guy.
Yes, he is.
And he'll do just what he's told. He knows that's what we're going to do. The third thing is that this goes beyond, domestic things. It's domestic council because of the defense area. That's another reason why planning is, and it also involves the airline across the river where we're doing a little work. And but if the present time, if you could see, I'll put it this way. When we finish our conversation, I'll call Flanagan on the phone and tell him that you will be telling him the decision that we've made, that he should do anything that we want done.
Fair enough.
And then you just tell him, let him get all these facts together that you want done if you like.
Right.
Second, but you can start informing the people involved. Dave Packard should know that we're just going to go that way. You keep on telling them that we're going to go and we're going to make a fight to save the company.
And Mr. President, I may respect to suggest I want to talk to him before
Dave Packard.
Before I
talk to Flanagan. All right, good.
Yes, sir. Let's get Dave's input because he's going to be a vital part.
All right, fine. If you talk to Dave and if he has a strong view of otherwise, let me know. I'll do that.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back in Williamsburg sometime this afternoon. Yeah, between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'll be here. I'll be back at 4 o'clock. I'm going to change 4 and 5. So if you've got any bed,
He's going out right on the heels of the tractor.